Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, typically, you know that we host a wide variety of conversations to really understand how it is that we get the local economy going, especially when it comes to our townships as well. Well, this time we cast our eyes to the province of the Northwest, where the MEC for Economic Development, Environment, Conservation and Tourism, Bizo, joins us now to give us some more insight into a new campaign they've launched to regulate spaza shops. MEC, thank you so much for your time.
Good evening and thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Let me correctly pronounce your name, MEC Biza Lenkopane of the Province of the Northwest in Economic Development, Environment and Conservation and Tourism. There's a phenomenal program you're running in terms of the monitoring of local spaza shop owners. Sounds complex, but help us understand what it is that the mandate is looking to fulfill here.
I can't get you clear.
I was asking about the mandate to regulate spaza shops. Help us understand the vision for this mandate and its implementation, MEC.
All right. No, let me once more greet the listeners and briefly indicate that actually the department does not exist only for spaza shops, but it's only that this time around we put a part of the SMME support amongst others, the improvements on the existing spaza shops that are in our areas. And we agreed as the seventh administration through this department to come up with a new model of supporting our people to compete in the market, like responding to the issues on the ground about the kind of a store that our people needs to own such that they are able to compete, and we no longer have the crisis where non-South Africans dominate the market in our villages and township, and we having an outcry of the food poisoning or the stock that might have not been tested in terms of the standard. So the kind of a shop or a store that we would want to have. The MEC has already flagged one recipient during Mandela Day on the model of a shop that would want to be one. It has to be a shop that will respond to, that will collaborate with municipalities in terms of the indigenous registers for purpose of when they are to sell electricity. You'll understand the discount that our indigenous are getting. So buying from that shop, would have already collaborated with municipality on the those that are to be discounted to. It will be responding to the SASSA pay point that have been closed, and our elderly people are to get their payout far from where they are living. So that shop will respond to making our elderly people to get the items there, and therefore we will collaborate with SASSA to make sure that the kind of items that they would always want to care for our people are there. We will also have that shop responding to
I'm keen to understand which partners you'll be working with to make sure that you can collaborate on this effort, law enforcement, maybe food experts, and what the consequences are for spaza shops that don't comply.
Remember, ourselves as a department, we are a regulatory body in terms of the business regulation services. Mm-hmm. We are the department that takes responsibility of business regulation. We have the inspectors, we have, we are regulating businesses in collaboration with municipalities. So obviously, we have put to a test, and that is why we came up with that initiative, because in our program that is called La Dela Molao, 90% of the spaza shops that are in our areas are not compliant, and we keep on closing them. But we said, even if we close, we don't have a development to our people that will make them to produce exactly the typical tax shop or the typical store that we will want to have. And that is why the MEC took a posture that in this case, on the tax shop economy, we will have to move to the direction of a tax shop that will respond to all the needs of our people, and also to minimize an outcry that is countrywide in as far as the provision of services by different spaza shops is concerned.
100%. MEC, are you able to let us know when this operation will start, or is this just a surprise pounce on these spaza shops?
Remember, in terms of the budget that I have put forth, the tax shops falls within the 63.3 million that is set aside for SMME support. The MEC has already pronounced that we are going to make sure that we respond to the first range. You will have to go to the every municipality where SASSA will be. SASSA has already given us their database where they have closed the pay points. But SASSA is also working with us to say we will also enter into an agreement with the owners of that shop so that we also sign contract that when there is a need for food parcels and other things, we are there to source from them. We are also to get into an MOU with the Department of Education to say on the school nutrition plan, the funds they allocate to schools, instead of paying a lot of money to go to town and spend on transport, that will be the store that will respond to the need on the spot. The schools will have to purchase there. So we have set aside that amount for infrastructure development, but because we are also supporting those businesses that are in the incubation, this innovation come from one of the hubs that we are incubating. Young people have said yes, they have designed an app that will also be there so that we also follow up and we see as to whether when the stock is being sold out, how they are going to work out their books. We have already signed an MOU with the National Skills Fund. We will also incubate the same owners so that they got capacitated in as far as business administration and financials and issues that relates to capacity building, because most of the businesses collapse because the owners are not well capacitated.
Perfect. Thank you so much. That's MEC Biza Lenkopane, Northwest MEC for Economic Development, Environment, Conservation and Tourism.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.